The only thing really she said about you is she said that you were essentially an apologist for Bashar al-Assad, that you would never criticize him as a dictator or a murderer.
I think it's unfortunate and a disservice to voters in this country that she resorts to cheap smears rather than actually addressing her record, the issues that I've raised, and the fact that she said she is proud of this record. If that's the case, then voters deserve to hear about why she's so proud of the lives that she has negatively impacted, the families that she's torn apart in California.
If voters are wondering, what is your take on Bashar al-Assad, what do you say?
My take is one of a soldier, where I've seen the cost of war firsthand. In Iraq, serving in a medical unit every single day, confronted with that high human cost of war. So I will never apologize for doing all that I can to prevent more of my brothers and sisters from being sent into harm's way to fight counterproductive regime change wars that make our country less safe, that take more lives, and that cost taxpayers trillions more dollars. So if that means meeting with a dictator or meeting with an adversary, absolutely. I would do it.
Do you
this
consider
is about
him,
the national security of our country.
I understand that position. Do you consider him a torturer or a murderer?
That's not what this is about. I don't defend or apologize or have anything to do with what he has done to
But if you're president of the United States, it's fine if you want to meet with somebody, but there's traditionally a role of a president of the United States calling out human rights abuses overseas. Bashar al-Assad is head of a regime which has disappeared many people.